Are you one of those people who thinks, well, the stock market, something has to go wrong, right? With perspective, here's Opus 111's Mike Mayo.
You know, it's been the case over the 8 years of this market. Some investors continue to assume that something has to go wrong. I mean, we're still up, so something has to go wrong. So as a result, I'm seeing lots of stories and getting lots of questions about bubbles, and as in what market or sector is in a bubble already, and how can the market stay steady? Well, as you probably know, big tech has been the clear market leader so far this year, returning about 20% as a group. 3 months ago, on March 1st, the S&P 500 first hit 2,400, closed yesterday at 2,439. Since then, the market's been supported by the so-called, and this is kind of a Wall Street term, the immaculate rotation. That means it's been kind of animating the market over a fairly wide but constantly changing collection of stocks and sectors. For example, yesterday, these companies all hit all-time record highs. Amazon, Apple, Boeing, Johnson & Johnson, McDonald's, 3M, and Microsoft. Now, they're not all in the same business. They're all big-name stocks, sure, but they're not all in the same business. And so the interesting thing now is that the way on any given day, sectors are kind of taking turns holding up the market. So you got the unusual combination of high momentum tech stocks and the boring defensive issues kind of going back and forth, sharing leadership any particular day and point. The bespoke investment group has said the market is in record territory, yet the most overbought and therefore overvalued groups are consumer staples and utilities, traditionally seen as defensive investments. So on those market days when the treasury yields rise a little bit and these particular sectors take a breather, well, here come the bank and transportation stocks bouncing up and keeping the market from losing too much ground, if any. You know, it's kind of similar to when the zag bench players are on the floor to keep the games close while the starters are sitting out for a rest. You know, there's a lot of evidence that worldwide growth is firm, global credit markets remain sturdy, and most of the usual risks or stress points for the markets aren't yet threats. Those could include, for example, we have an inflation overshoot, dip into deflation, or central bank over-tightening. And the Fed's current moves are certainly not in that category. So this ongoing push-pull of sector rotation is also a main reason why market volatility is so low. When there is an offsetting action among stocks and sectors, that index level volatility is, by definition, pretty low. Now, this definitely isn't going to last forever, and I'd say the market will become more jittery. It'll be pretty dang hard to get more calm. In addition, this rotation among sectors has also, for better or worse, kept the market from undergoing a sell-off for many months. That little 3% dip we had in March was mild and never really pushed the market low enough to create an oversold condition that could reset some investor sentiment and set us up for another move higher. A gentleman named Urban Carmel of the Fat Pitch blog has pointed out that the recent extreme calm and variety of other factors actually argue against the idea that a significant market top is near. One thing, bull markets tend to falter and weaken in visible ways before peaking, he says. Matter of fact, if the S&P goes another 3 weeks without dropping by at least 5%, it'll become the longest streak without such a setback since 2009. Now, that's both a sign of strength and a suggestion that the odds continue to get longer for stocks to remain this calm.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mayo each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane, or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.